You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And we're swimming in it, man. We are soaking it up. Last night was a damn night. Just an absolute night. So we're talking about this whole thing in every direction right now. But the question that kind of like just stood out to us, like we got all week for Tampa and all the who knows what where of the 49ers. I don't want to leave this moment yet. So we're kind of asking you, when you woke up this morning, what was the first thing that you're thinking about last night? Because to me, that was sort of like going to a great concert, a great performance, where you wake up the next day and you're still humming the music from it or whatever. Like, that's what this one felt like. There's those visuals that are still popping around in your head, and the experience of like, what'd you do? What'd you do when Kyren got stuffed? I went dizzy for a second. I got a little lightheaded. I think I whacked Lucas. He was on my left. Did I smack you on the arm? What did I do? I did, didn't I? I smacked you on the arm.
It's like the midsection.
Yeah, but okay. Oh, wow. I got it. It was kind of like Alfred Collins. Like
you
I was,
better be careful.
I was swinging for the arm, but I hit some other stuff too.
Yeah,
whacked Lucas, and then that was good because that got my full energy out because I don't want to like, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't.
I wouldn't.
I'm not going to hit my wife, so I turned to her.
You don't want her to hit you back,
well,
is the
no,
thing.
I would get knocked out.
No
so,
doubt.
Like, I turned back to her, and that initial energy had come down so that we could just do a normal high 10. And we did a high 10 and then hugged that out, and then you start moving on to the people I never met before.
Of course.
Give me a little bit of Beat LA from you. Give me a little bit of splash beer on you, and let's freaking go. And that's what it looked like and felt like last night. And that's a moment I'm taking with me no matter where this season goes.
Week five.
Week
five. And, you know, we're all having...
Spread it out, Willard.
Yeah, and I'm...
Good Lord.
No, not spread it out, but just basking it. But also realize that we are getting this excited as we should over a week five win. And yes, it's in LA. It's Beat LA. It's the rest of it. But for me, it's more the context of the moment where... And I had it wrong. Fade the Dibber. I took the Rams and laid the points.
But
and
you're 16-4. So
I know.
Dude, you're
I'm not trying to beat myself up.
No, you're minted for a little while.
I'm just saying like, that, you know, for me, when you look at it from a logical standpoint, and many people would have thought the same thing, like, how are you going to go down there?
Right.
And how are you going to go down there with this and beat that? And even the way the game went, like, you still couldn't run it. And their pass rush in the second half became very effective. And, you know, you had things that were a little bit wonky and the secondary was not totally sparkly. And yet you got down to the end of the game and you were the team that was better and you won it.
Stay patient. We're coming to all of you. Matt in San Rafael is next up. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. The first thought I had was
five games decided at the end. This is going to be like the Giants' first World Series run where I got a lot of gray hair.
Torture.
But you love those teams so differently from other teams because you it's like it becomes part of you. Like you are literally pulling for them. Anyway, I've got a bunch of stuff, so I'm going to hit them fast.
Okay.
What triggers me is Kyle treats timeouts like house money. I really love the fact that that game turned into a personal match between Kyle and McVay. They were staring darts at each other. It was awesome. It was like gunfighters in the West. I think Niner fans are silly. Give me a break. Quarterback controversy not happening. This team is gritty, and it's since 2019, I haven't seen a Niner team that I felt was gritty like this, where there's this weird sort of character, and they just seem to overperform and pull it out because they've got that extra something. My biggest concern is the interior offensive line. I don't know what happened to Pooney this year, but he's not run blocking well. I think Jake Brendel is a problem. I was watching the combo blocks. He wasn't coming off and getting the backers, and both D tackles were collapsing. McCaffrey has nowhere to go running the ball. That is a problem. I think Saleh is an underappreciated asset. I think he is responsible for three wins, to be honest with you, because the defense has played so incredibly well, particularly with the lack of, really, players. Last night, were they bringing in any defensive linemen? Because I don't think they had any more. I think those guys are going Iron Man. And the last thing is kind of crazy. I think they should rest Brock for two or three more weeks until he's healthy, and then trade Jones to the Cincinnati Bengals for Trey Hendrickson.
Oh boy! Okay, Matt. Up. That's a hell of a take there.
Unfortunately,
at the end.
By then Cincinnati might be 2-6. So yeah,
I'm not giving this backup quarterback up for anything. Why would you do that right now? If you've got a season that you really feel is a good season,
and you feel like you need him,
yeah,
right?
Like keep your depth, right? Like this is wonderful to have two quarterbacks who can go win you a football game. Number one, number two. I do think it's funny. Do you listen to where people are like, look, rest Brock because he's not healthy? Are you all not noticing that Mac is hurt too? Like, when you do this whole, like, don't play Brock because he's hurt against Tampa, what the hell would you call Mac? You watched him out there. He had a brace before the game even started, and he's writhing in pain on the ground, threatening to barf on the sideline. Like, I have no idea if either one of them are going to be healthy enough to play against Tampa Bay. I would love for everybody to rest, and who knows, maybe Adrian Martinez is going to play that game. I have no idea.
No clue.
And we've got a whole week to worry about that. But yes, you've got to factor in the health, and I'm glad Matt said, give me a break, Niner fans. There's not a QB controversy. How would you have handled this, Dibs?
How would I have handled what?
So at 8:41 last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In the midst of all of the hullabaloo.
Mm-hmm.
I get another text, and you get a lot of text during situations like this. I got a text, and it's from my mom.
Okay.
8:41 last night. My
Can
mom,
you help me fix my phone?
My mom is 81 years old.
And this is right after the game's over, I would imagine.
I think. Yeah. It went into overtime, but 8:41, is that, are we over?
More like 8:30.
Yeah. Okay.
So soon after.
Granny would know.
How long were you guys on the air? Did you go to midnight?
No, at 10.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Granny would know. No, he was doing overtime, yeah. And I forgot that he was doing overtime. I barged right into the studio in the middle of his show. I barged right in. Completely forgot.
Oh, because you had your stuff in
I
here.
I left my
right.
stuff
okay.
in here. And I just barged right in, and next thing you know, Ken is looking at me in the studio laughing at me like, what are you doing? Granny looks at me like, what are you, the Kool-Aid man? Like, close the door. What the hell's going on? Then he pivoted nicely. He's like, would you like to say anything to the crowd? And I just screamed, let's go! And I turned around and took my stuff and left. So sorry about that, Granny. Anyway, 8:41, I get a text from my mom. Not bang, bang, Niner gang. And not even something more mature for an 81-year-old woman where she would just say, like, you know, nice game. That was fun. All of these things are options. But instead, mom writes,
I think Jones should be our quarterback.
Jones.
How would you have responded?
Three words. Not F off, mom, but three words. Go to bed. go to bed. Or you could go Priest. You're too old. I mean, pick any of your three-word catchphrases.
I didn't want to make it personal.
She's too old.
She's my mom. I wanted to, you know? So
stay off Twitter. You can hit her with Bobby Fitz. I mean, you have a lot of options. I love you.
Yeah, that'd have been amazing. She's like, my mentions are going crazy.
Totally.
No, she didn't say that. I just wrote, Mom. No.
No.
With a lot of O's. A
lot of O's, yeah.
No. And then she just wrote, why not?
Okay, Mom. We're not doing that, Mom.
I'm getting trolled by my mom.
Yeah, she wants Jones.
She wants a piece.
Mac Jones. Who?
I'm like, Mom, we enjoy the win. He's making $265 million. He's a pretty good player. He's done some good things in this town.
Right.
And then I said, and oh, by the way, like, Mac's now hurt too. I don't know if you saw the game. I did not get a response to that last one. I think she did go to bed.
Yeah, go to bed. Like, we can all get into this, and when they're both healthy,
Are you talking about my parents or the quarterbacks?
Well, your parents, like, there's no parent controversy. You love them both equally. And with the quarterbacks, when they're both healthy, Brock is going to play. And Mac even said it last night. He's like, yeah, I'm the backup, and, yeah, you know, Brock's the man, and I'm just happy that I get a chance to come out, and when I get to play, I try to do my best, and that's where he's at. And the future of Mac Jones is bright.
I have no doubt that Mac Jones got in his car when there was no more microphones and went, yeah, yeah.
Of course.
He wants to play. He wants to be a starter somewhere again someday. Who knows, right? So, but yes, of course he said the right things. And that is the situation.
Right.
That's what he was hired to do, and he's doing it. He's doing a wonderful, wonderful, inspirational job.
The real interesting thing will be, hopefully we never see this, but when both are healthy, if Brock comes back and Brock struggles and they lose games,
right, that's, yeah,
then we can have, yep, I still don't think it's a, yep, controversy, yep, but, yep, it becomes a conversation.
I think you're spot on. We're sponsored by Moderna. 888-957-9570. You woke up today. What was the first thing that you were still thinking about last night? Stay patient. I know this is a long wait for a lot of you, but we are coming to each and every one of you. Taking your calls all afternoon till 6 o'clock, 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibbs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's a first and 20 after the penalty. Jones hangs in there, throws. That's caught by Kendrick Bourne. He's inside the four. Bourne down the sideline. Stays on his feet. Gets inside the 20-yard line.
Captain Smuggenstein.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
How many fantasy points was that for you last night?
27.
27.
Without
27.
A touchdown.
Yeah.
Oh.
27.
27.
And of course,
Kendrick.
I was happy to watch Kendrick Bourne do what he did. He had a great night, and that's why I just shared it internally with our thread. I didn't think you'd bring it to the air, but it obviously was tongue-in-cheek. And, yeah, it's just the Grandy factor is what it is. Grandy.
I don't like the dismissive nature of your retort here.
I don't care what you like or don't like.
Multiple texts throughout the night that had to do with fantasy and gambling and kicking over unders, and I'm like, yo,
these are just side points. Of course, we're all yucked in on the game.
We're waist deep in the emotions of this game. That's where we are right now. So that's all I was trying to say.
Well, then go ahead and block me. Temporarily block me. It was just
a
conversation.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I've got, I think, almost every one of you either, not blocked, but all y'all are muted in at least one platform, if not all of them.
Okay.
I mean, I see you, all you guys, and hear from all of you enough to where I don't think I need to have it surround me in my off time.
No, that's fine. I don't take any offense.
No, nor should you.
Okay. Anyway.
Bastard!
Yeah. By the way, the segment is called What's Bugging You? Not like what's unadulteratedly pissing you off. Bugging me a little bit. That's all. I mean, it wasn't a big deal. I'm just like, dude, stop texting me about fantasy football. We're locked in on a legendary night.
Okay. This woman's B.O. I don't even know if I can describe
That was fine. You were texting me about that, too.
Yeah. Like, that was during the game.
That was also during the game.
So not only I'm on Bart going under the bay. So
that was early, though, because I hit you on B-Rob is getting some carries.
Yeah.
So anyway, go ahead.
Which is funny because he ended up with, I think, 14 snaps.
I don't think we saw him again.
No, we didn't. And actually, there were two or three plays where he and McCaffrey were on the field at the same time.
Exciting.
Which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I'm under the bay on Bart next to the B.O. queen, and my Amazon Prime feed obviously is not working because you're underwater. I'm trying to follow the game, and I got, you know, Stankosaurus Rex over here. And so I had to just vent to somebody, so I chose you.
Yeah, and that's fine.
A bunch of garbage men and plumbers.
Exactly.
She might have been both.
All right, 888-957-9570. How about Cliff and Vallejo? Hi, Cliff. Thank you for calling.
What's going on, gentlemen? How you doing today, man?
What's up, Cliff?
That had to be... Oh, nothing too much, man. Just hanging in there, man. Trying to keep my game together and keep everything floating. You know what it is, man.
Absolutely.
Got to make it out here in front. Yeah, and that's what it is, man. Yeah. You know, we got to do what we got to do. But anyway, man, the first thing on the thoughts about the game last night was it was one of the greatest games that I've seen in the regular season. You understand what I'm saying? Playoffs off the chain, but you know how the playoffs are. But that had to be one of the better regular season games that I've seen in a while. And my first thing that I wanted to mention about this is about what if the Niners would have picked Mac 10, number one over Trey Lance. Hmm. And there would have been a quarterback competition, you know, him and Brock Purdy. How you think that would have wound up?
It's an interesting question. I mean, obviously, it's also a wild hypothetical that would require, you know, the nuance of knowing how that all unfolded. And I don't know. I don't know what would have happened. I know that, you know, and again, Cliff, thank you so much. The
keep it floating, Cliff.
Yeah. The idea of the politics and the money that go with the number three overall pick in the draft, like, again, where my mind goes is we now know. We know from Trent Williams. We know from Fred Warner. We know from Kyle Shanahan and from Jed York that they finished up camp. This is year two for Trey Lance. Year one for Brock Purdy, and year, whatever, 800 for Jimmy Garoppolo, and all three of them are in camp together, and none of us are even thinking about Brock Purdy because of the drama surrounding the fact that Trey Lance is about to have the starting gig, but they kept Jimmy around, and we're all arguing over, like, right, is that a hedge, or is that the right thing to do? That's what that whole time was about.
Right.
And then we come to find out 2 years later that the Niners brass and players all kind of privately at the end of camp were like, you guys all noticed that number 13 is the best one of the three, right? And they're like, but you can't start him. You can't do that. Trey Lance, the number three pick in the draft. So the only way I can answer that is Mac would have had the first shot. Mac would have had the first shot. Now, what would he have looked like? What would have gone on back then? Would they have felt the same way about Brock? I have no idea. The only thing I can say in this moment is that Brock Purdy has had a way better NFL career than Mac Jones, but they are not equal. Those careers are not equal. They have not had the same coaches. They have not had the same scenario, teammates, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know. I still sit here today very much feeling like Brock Purdy is the more accomplished and better quarterback to handle the 49ers' future. I don't think this is really a question at this point. I'm still just kind of waist deep in the idea that Mac Jones has been able to achieve victories three straight times as a backup quarterback. And he's done so while he's largely hurt as well. He deserves just...
Yeah, and the people around him have been hurt.
Yeah, tremendous amount of credit.
It would be a little bit different if he had Kittle and even Ayuk and Pearsall and all the fellas. If he had a full complement around him and Bosa was still here, you still would say, yeah, backup quarterback. I think I mentioned this before. I ran the numbers, and last year you only had 9 backup quarterbacks win on the road, and now Mac Jones has done it, what, three times? Are all three of those road victories his?
No.
He won in New Orleans.
No, he won home against Arizona.
So 2-0 on the road, but backups usually don't win, and they usually don't win on the road. Yep. So you give him credit no matter what, but the fact that he's been doing it with MVS and Sky Moore and Kendrick Bourne and Tonjes and Farrell, those are your, you know, you got McCaffrey, sure, but you've been doing it with like backups and backups to the backups, and you're hurt, and you're doing it on the road.
That's what he did last night. Right. I mean, he had Pearsall and Jennings in his other wins, and
sure.
But yeah, like, no, there's no, I mean, you can't overstate it. You just flat out can't.
Yeah.
You cannot overstate what he's done. But, you know, fun to think about what would have happened if they had drafted Mac Jones, and Mac Jones and Purdy ended up on the exact same team, but Mac was clearly the starter and had first crack at it. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. And maybe if they had Mac and Mac showed signs early, maybe they don't even draft Brock Purdy subsequent to that. You
yeah,
know?
I wonder. Although, you know, the thought is always kind of, especially late in the draft, I know a lot of teams, like, we're going to draft a quarterback every year. They're such incredible assets, and if you can find ones that you like, obviously, I mean, whether they just become trade assets more than anything else, that's a great, great, great thing to have. Steve in San Jose is next. Hi, Steve. 888-957-9570. We're taking calls on when you woke up this morning. What's the first thing that bounced into your head about last night? Hey, Steve, thanks for the call.
Yes, we haven't slept. Just two adult men making last-minute decisions to roll down SoFi, or what you call Levi's South, which is kind of a disrespect to SoFi because, honestly, it is a beautiful venue to go. We always love going there.
Yep.
But, man, we just had the time of our lives.
And I can tell you that the tailgate was awesome. Somehow, for some reason, they kind of intertwined us. They usually have the tailgate for the Niners in one section and then the Rams in another section. So they had us all together. So a lot of the bantering and just kind of interaction with the Rams started way before the 5:15 kickoff. And so it was just on. The energy was crazy. Like the playoff game that they had a few years ago was just the same for game five. It was crazy.
So Steve, can we hear a little bit more about how this came together? You're saying that you guys just like yesterday decided we're going down and we're going to the game. You end up doing that, and now you're back in the Bay, and you still haven't gone to bed. Is that right?
Oh yeah. You know, adults. You know, Wednesday night decision. Hey, do you want to do this? Yeah, let's go ask the missus respectively, and they said, yeah, go for it. Which, you know, we took it from there and ran with it. We didn't really have hotel accommodations. We did book a motel down the road, so it's walking distance from the tailgate. And we've been just kind of on this high since then. You know, you got two guys who can rotate on the road. We're still rolling down. We're actually passing through Salinas right now. Beautiful day. Yeah, everything kind of works out. Very similar, like we had all the reasons not to go, all the reasons that the Niners shouldn't have won, but it happened. We're so blessed that we did make it, because I can tell you that the feeling was like it rolled out. It felt like a movie you've seen, like Titanic, like, okay, eventually we're going to lose this. We had our highs and lows. It was going to go the way. And somehow, some way, Jack is going to make it. And in this case, Jack didn't make it. And we were just like, oh, it did happen. And there was pauses where, did this really happen? And the crowd erupted. And we saying it was a Niner takeover, but it was like a 50-50, more of, well, 60-40. But what was nice is that the Ram crowd was just as loud. It felt more like a collegiate game where you have both sides just really pumped up for to get behind their team.
I wonder, Steve, because nice. There's accusations all over the internet, and it's not brand new today by any stretch, but when it's like Rams crowd noise time, that they pipe it in. Or did you actually see the Rams faithful being really loud?
No. No, actually, that's a good point. I wanted to hear whether or not they were piping in. It sounded like they were authentically cheering it on.
Interesting.
What they didn't show is, obviously, is they have the decibel meter where it was getting like to peak 120 for the Rams. Luckily, they didn't show when the Niner crowd was yelling, because I think we got even louder.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it was definitely crazy. So we were so anxious to go back and watch the replay for the rest of the weekend.
Great call on going
Steve,
to the game.
What a maneuver.
It's one thing to last minute it. It's another thing to go last minute when your team is down a bunch of starters and you're probably going to lose.
It was crazy.
That becomes
strong,
even more legendary,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, they call them faithful. That counts right there.
Oh, that's big-time faithful.
They're not back yet.
No.
It's 4:30 the next day.
Salinas, underrated old downtown. Yeah. Kind of fun down there.
Yeah, although I'm sure they're not all the way into the downtown. They're probably just passing it there on 101.
It's a little bit off the beaten path.
Yeah.
Actually, I had a stop over there recently. I was like, man, Salinas, you got action.
Underrated.
There's action down here. A couple spots down there, no doubt.
Don't say it out loud. The houses will be worth $3 million next week.
Yeah, no doubt. But that's a great last-minute call right there. Let's go to the game.
That's fun.
It's like, really? They're 8.5-point dogs?
Well, you kept saying that we're adults. I'm like, that's not usually what adults do. That's what college kids do,
totally,
is what you just did. Most adults who try to do what you are doing fall asleep. Don't fall asleep.
Yeah.
I want y'all to get home safe. Oh, that's a journey now. We went to the game, we found a hotel in Inglewood, and now we're driving back and we haven't slept.
Why even go to a hotel then, if that's the move, you know?
Very, very good.
You get a 5 o'clock kick, so.
Great question.
The game's over and you try to come down off your high, natural high, and then you just drive right back through the night. I don't know. You go to a hotel and what, you sit there?
I would like to keep taking some phone calls, and we will, but before, I'd say within the next 10 minutes, we have something to play for everybody.
Okay.
That I haven't heard yet, nor have you.
All right.
But I'm told it's quite enjoyable.
All right.
It is apparently the call of the 4th-and-1 stop in Brazil.
In Brazil.
In Brazil.
All right.
So I haven't heard this. It was actually tipped off by one of our listeners on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line to take a little gander. And Grandy went and tracked it down.
All right.
And he said it's worth our time. So we'll do that here in a couple minutes.
The Brazil call of the call. Fourth and one stop. Okay.
Yep. Yep. I usually really enjoy these. So I'm excited.
Especially on a Friday. Is that, would that be in Portuguese? Or?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Look at me.
All right. It's 42 seconds long.
Yeah.
I tried to find a spot to shorten it. There was no spot to shorten it.
Okay.
I'm so excited. Okay. Let's go to Nick in Fremont. Hi, Nick. What are you doing?
Guys, just driving home, still high off that win last night. How are you guys?
Let's go, Nick. We're not slowing down here either.
Let's go, Niners. Hey, I just thought Shanahan called a great game, producing exactly what we needed. And man, how did we win that game last night? We had no business winning that game.
I have no idea, Nick, and I don't want this. And, Nick, thank you so much. Good energy. I really I don't want this to sound like some sort of a wet blanket kind of a thing, but it's actually a compliment, I think. It's a compliment to the coaching staff, and it's a compliment to the players who have made the big plays when they've needed to make the plays. And some of them, a lot of them, in fact, are players we've never even heard of before this season started. The Jake Tonjeses, and you pointed out Chase Lucas, and
yep.
Even Siegel, a rookie who was a part of that tackle. Like, these plays that are being made in these key moments are unbelievable, because it's very rare that a season happens like this where a bunch of them happen in a row in your favor. But yes, the 49ers are probably 3 or 4 plays away from being 1-4. And a 4-1 record. Look around the league. There's 2 4-0 teams. That's it.
Yep.
That's it. Like, a 4-1 record is an elite record. And they're not an elite football team right now. But the beauty of it is I do think there's a possibility that they are later on in the year. So to bank all this when all of us think we haven't seen the best of them yet, I don't think we've seen the best of them yet, is really exciting. It really could lead somewhere.
It really could. And if you look at the schedule that they've played, just based on the record of the teams that they've played, their opponents are 11-10. And if you throw out New Orleans, who's winless, Jacksonville is 3-1, better than we thought. The Rams, Seattle, and Arizona are all good teams in the best division in football. So you lost to Jacksonville. Sure, that's going to happen. Their defense certainly is better than many people would have thought, but you beat a good Rams team, a good Arizona team. They were better then than they are now without two of their starting running backs, and you won at Seattle. So no apologies in any victory, but the softer part of the schedule is still yet to come.
The 49ers play in the only division in football that does not have any losing records. And yes, 3 of their 4 wins have come against those teams. 2 of them have come on the road. 3 on the road, but 2 of the division games on the road.
The NFC North actually is also the same.
Good point. They got two and twos and a 2-1 in there.
Yep.
I could say it a different way. I think the NFC West is the only, yes, this is fact, it's the only division where all 4 teams have a positive point differential.
Oh, wow, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
And then check this out. The Niners at 4-1, their point differential, 8.
8.
Plus 8.
I mean.
And they're 4-1.
Yeah. Plus 8.
Plus 8. That's it. They've outscored their opponents by 8 points.
Philadelphia is 4-0, and they're at plus 20, so Seattle, not a lot different.
Seattle is plus 44.
Right.
For reference.
Because they put it on New Orleans in a big-time dramatic way.
Yep,
but
yep.
And I was looking it up earlier. The record for most one-score wins in a year is 11. So as we start to move down this road, I don't know if they can borrow the torture moniker from the Giants, but
I mean,
this is feeling a little bit like Niners torture.
This is feeling a little bit like this year's version of last year's Chiefs, is what it feels like.
Yep.
This is the way the Chiefs were winning games last year, and they ended up in the Super Bowl. Let's go to Chevy
Moe. And a little run is going to be on his head.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Chevy Moe in the city. What up, Chevy Moe? What are you doing?
What's up, Willie and Dibio? I'm just sitting back watching the time click before I clocked out of this good work. Happy blessed Friday to you two brothers.
You too.
Yeah, man. I just, you know, woke up feeling good, like God damn. It feels good to be a Niner, you dig? And my group chat to zip it with this controversy and critiquing. Enjoy the ride and an awesome win, you feel me?
I'm totally with you. I assume you're talking about quarterbacks, Chevy Mo.
Oh, of course, man. It's no controversy here. When the guy gets healthy, he's going to get his job back. And, you know, that's just the way the cookie going to crumble, you know?
Chevy Mo, thank you, man. Thank you for the call. You're absolutely right. Like that, I mean, if we do want to do this for 30 seconds, here's the reality. We can all have, again, whatever opinion you want to have. But can you imagine for a second? Just imagine it. I know you think it's crazy. I think it's crazy, but go ahead and imagine.
Okay.
Imagine that Brock Purdy is fully healed in 2 weeks. I'll give him even, like, sit out the Bucs game too. Sunday Night Football is on its way to Levi Stadium. The 49ers are 4 months removed from giving their quarterback a $265 million five-year extension. That quarterback has also been to two NFC title games and a Super Bowl. That quarterback, after the signing of that extension, plays two football games, wins one of them on the road in Seattle, loses the other one in a disappointing performance, and is 1-1 since then. And with Sunday Night Football on its way to the Bay, the 49ers announce they are benching that said quarterback. That would be, I would argue, the most shocking decision made by any sporting team in the history of my life, if that were to actually happen.
It'd be surprising, yeah. I mean,
that is absolutely bananas in terms of an idea or a concept. Forget who you think, this, that, the other, whatever, whatever. That, as far as running a business, that would be the craziest decision I've ever seen someone make.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be less crazy if it is in 3 weeks and Mac is 5-0 as a starter. Every time Mac goes out and wins, it becomes a little less crazy. And it doesn't mean that it's a permanent thing where now you're looking to cut Brock Purdy or trade Brock Purdy. You can ride the hot hand if you're continuing to win games. But, you know, if Brock is out for another 6 weeks and Mac wins six games in a row, six more in a row, then it becomes a little less crazy.
It becomes more of a short-term conversation.
Of course.
You want to ride a hot hand and you have a season that's going or something like that. But I still think it'd be nuts to do where you're just like, what? You're really going to bench him before this contract even starts?
Right.
I mean, because he lost a game?
Sure. And bench him is maybe not the right way to put it, but yeah, it's a hypothetical for another day.
All right, I promise this. Mac Jones spoke on this last night. We'll do that coming up next, but I promise this right now. Y'all want to have a little palate cleanser?
Oh, let's do it.
All right. So this is via Sport TV. 4th and 1. Niners up by 3. Overtime. Rams go for it on 4th and 1. Let's go live to Brazil.
Porque pode sair o touchdown, mas se não entrar, perde. Se não entrar, perde. Cara, o Williams não entrou! Não entrou! Não entrou! Vai, San Francisco 49ers! O improvável acontece em Inglewood! Um time desfalcado, um time remendado, um time com o quarterback reserva machucado, mas com um coração do tamanho da Califórnia! Derruba o Los Angeles Rams! É uma das maiores franquias da NFL e não por acaso! San Francisco 49ers, uma vitória pra ficar na memória!
Hey! Did you count how many words he said before he said Rams?
A lot. Yeah.
It was like 282. Wow. That's pretty fun.
Fantastic call, I think.
That was Everaldo Marquez.
Let's get him on. Come on, Luke.
We're efforting him.
Well, let's see what he's doing. He's asleep.
Great call.
He's sleeping that one off.
No doubt.
All right. Okay. We got a little bit over an hour left. 888-957-9570. You woke up today. What's your first thought that's kind of sustaining in your brain about last night? We will continue to take your calls right now. 888-957-9570. We'll let you hear what Mac Jones said about his standing on the depth chart, if you will. We've got Grandy's grades around the corner. And don't forget, even though it's coming off a loss and we're all about the Niners today, we just have that matter of Friday fade the Dibbers. We're going to need a pick.
Yeah, the pick is in.
On the Bills-Patriots Sunday night football game.
Yeah.
We're going to need to get back on the horse.
No doubt.
80% of your first 20, no shame. No shame in the game.
Yesterday hurt. Yesterday hurt.
Not really. It would have hurt more if they'd covered.
It would have hurt more if they would have lost and covered. Like, if the Rams would have won by 5, that would have really pissed me off.
That's true. All right, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for Goodwill and Dibs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here's a 53-yard attempt for Joshua Cardi. 53 is within range these days of like every kicker in the league. Ethan Evans to put it down. The kick is up and no good. Wide to the right. So the drive stalls, field goal attempt is no good, and the 49ers will take over.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, how's his foot taste? Huh?
How's his foot taste? That's gross. I mean,
some people are into it.
Not good, Mark.
Yeah.
Not good.
I love that Al's like,
yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, 53 yards. Everybody hits these days.
That's going to ruin everybody's dinner.
No good.
Yep, no good. And no good. The Rams have a kicking problem, and it's not only the kicker, it's their blocking on their kicks. They've had, three blocked or four blocked this year?
I think it's four. Obviously, there were two in Philly, including one that was a game ender. They were going to win the game, and they ended up losing the game. And You absolutely can. I mean, that changed the game last night, the course of it. I don't know what would have happened one way or another, but yeah, the Niners never trailed yesterday.
Right.
And that's largely because their kicker missed the extra point.
But it was blocked.
It was blocked, yeah.
Elliott comes through and just and blocks it. And, you know, Grandy's grade's coming up, and the special teams had their best game of the season. And
easy.
That was a huge moment, because if the Rams take the lead, then, you know, the Niners maybe, well, they still would kick the 59-yarder because it was 4th and 10 with 3 minutes to go, but that would give them a 2-point lead, and maybe the Rams are a little bit more conservative going down to just settle for a field goal to win it, and Williams gets the ball punched out, and then you go to overtime and lose.
Yeah, 888-957-9570. We'll go back to the phones in just a sec. We wanted to share this. This is part of Kyle Shanahan's conference call today. Listening to him was interesting. He talked about a moment in the game where he very much, you referenced this, that Adrian Martinez had his helmet on there for a sec.
Yeah.
And so Shanahan was talking about a moment in particular where he very much thought Adrian Martinez was heading into the game to be the quarterback of the 49ers.
I didn't know about the dry heaving till later in the night, but I mean, just watching him hang in there, you know, watching him battle, just how he's been through these last 2 weeks, you know, trying to come back from his knee injury and having to work through that. He's been unbelievably tough. It was crazy when he was starting to cramp at the end of the game, his arm just out of nowhere cramping, and having to eat those bananas and everything to get back in there. I was told that he was cramping too hard and Adrian was going in. So we were calling the play for Adrian, and then I looked up and Mac was in the huddle. So he just sprinted out there and kept it going. And I was like, all right, we'll see how long this lasts. And he lasted the whole game, and obviously it was a big part of why we won.
So he sent Adrian Martinez in there and looked up, but it was Mac Jones. But we haven't even talked about that. We're all talking about the knee.
Mac Jones!
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, we all saw it. He was getting that rub down on the arm throughout the fourth quarter, and that was cramping up. And that's why he went bananas on everybody and was trying to work that out.
I mean, he's getting his arm massaged. He's his knees jacked up. He's dry heaving and he's eating bananas, and it didn't miss a snap.
How are the Niners 4-1?
Did not miss a snap.
What are we watching?
And why was he so dehydrated and cramping? That's what I'm curious about. Like, what happened going into the game hydration wise to where you were having such a difficult time? Did he have a flu bug or something going in the game, or did he just not get hydrated enough? But that was weird, because every time he'd be down on the field, we all assumed, oh, it's the knee. And a lot of it was cramping. He had a big-time calf cramp, and then the arm was cramping. He had an arm getting massaged, and he's eating bananas. And
I don't know.
It was quite a night for Mac Jones.
I've said it a few times. A professional night of his life. I don't know how he could pick anything else. It's got to be the professional night of his life, having that be on Thursday Night Football. And, you know, it's the first time in a long time that the world is talking about Mac Jones the way that they are.
Right.
It's been a long time. Maybe never, quite frankly. Like, even when he took the Patriots to the playoffs in his rookie year, I don't think anybody, I mean, I don't live in Boston, but I don't think it sounded like this. You know, I don't think it sounded like, man, Mac Jones can win football games. Mac Jones, his toughness, all of this. So this has to be the night of his life. I don't think that this is the night of Kyle Shanahan's life, but I do think that it is, it's one to remember. It's one to remember, and it's one that I hope kind of, you know, grabs a hold of the people who are dismissive of Kyle or come at Kyle for his worst moments that he's had as a coach in this league. I've long thought, I think it's happening right now with Brock. I hate it when we kind of have to take one person's performance and send it over to somebody else. Kyle Shanahan is legitimately a great coach. He is one of the great coaches currently in the NFL. And I'm jealous of no one when it comes to the head coach of my favorite football team. Wouldn't trade him for anybody. And nights like last night, to me, are the telltale. If you're on the side of the fence of, hey, Mac Jones, maybe we should stick with this. If that's your opinion, and Mac is 3-0, and Brock Purdy's been to multiple NFC title games and a Super Bowl, and Jimmy Garoppolo's been to multiple NFC title games and a Super Bowl, if that's now starting to become the thing, I don't know how you stop yourself from saying Kyle's the best coach in the game. Because even Andy Reid or anybody else you can bring up, nobody is making these multiple runs with quarterbacks who are considered less than elite.
That's an interesting way to look at it because if you want to look at the most successful, longest tenured coaches going right now, Mike Tomlin, and he's the longest tenured coach in football, and the majority of his career was with Ben Roethlisberger, right, who will be a Hall of Famer, and John Harbaugh in Baltimore has had a whole bunch of Lamar Jackson, and McDermott in Buffalo has had Josh Allen almost from the jump, and Zach Taylor's had Joe Burrow kind of, and Burrow's been hurt, and when he hasn't had Burrow, they've been really, really bad, and you can look at every team, and McVay's interesting because he had Goff, and then now he has Stafford,
You
know, Kyle's been able to do it with Jimmy G, who never went anywhere else and did anything, Mac Jones, who was a cast-off, and Brock Purdy, who was Mr. Irrelevant, and yet these guys have been great under him, and this is partly why we had the discussion about Trevor Lawrence last week, and I was defending Trevor because he hasn't had what Brock has, which is an amazing coach, a great structure, and consistency. So that to me becomes something for Brock Purdy, and I know he appreciates it, but the Mac Jones part of it for me becomes interesting as you head into the offseason. If they do trade him or if they decide to, you know, let him go out there and be quarterback somewhere else, can Mac Jones ever be this good again if he goes to Carolina or Tennessee
That's the funny thing. Like, you'll hear this a lot. Like, oh, well, no one else was going to pay Brock Purdy $265 million, which I don't even know necessarily what the rest of the league would think about making Brock their starting QB. But if that's how you feel, if Brock Purdy is the Draymond Green of the NFL, where it's like, well, that wouldn't work on any other team but this one. If that's how you feel, then why wouldn't the league say the exact same thing about Mac Jones, even though right now we're only talking about three football games? Three football games.
Yeah.
Three football games.
Right.
And they weren't shootouts. So why would the rest of the league be like, well, now we got to give a first-round draft pick for Mac Jones so he could be our starter? It's like, well, are you hiring Kyle Shanahan to be your coach? Because I don't think he's available.
No, he's not. And I just think about the Sam Darnold part of it where Sam was here, didn't play a lot, but whatever he did, he got into a spot where he could get better, and he went to a great offensive situation in Minnesota with a great offensive-minded head coach, and he flourished. So a lot of times when we have these conversations, I think that we get stuck in just the player versus player. It's really player, system, coach, environment. There's so many things that lead. Like Geno Smith, suddenly he goes to Seattle and now he's a good quarterback. Like, he was terrible his whole career. Baker Mayfield, same thing. All of a sudden, he just got better overnight. No, he's got a better offense and a better system.
Well, and also intriguing, this is one person and it's one line, although he's done it twice, that Sam Darnold did come spend time with Kyle Shanahan. He didn't get to play a lot of games. Played one game, he lost it. But he did get to come be around Kyle Shanahan. And then he's been asked multiple times what made him a better quarterback. And he doesn't point to Kyle Shanahan. He points to Brock Purdy.
Right.
Which that's interesting to me. That's interesting to me. Because Brock Purdy has also done some things, I would argue, actually, he's done more things as Kyle Shanahan's quarterback with the Niners than any of the other quarterbacks with the Niners. I know Jimmy has had the most success outside of Brock, but Brock has matched him. Two NFC title games and a Super Bowl come from a head loss.
Yep.
Like, that's equal as far as, but the numbers will tell you that Brock, and anybody who's got eyes, quite frankly,
right,
can tell
it's
you.
The numbers, he's slightly better.
The offense has been at its best through the Kyle Shanahan era under Brock Purdy. I don't. Who the hell is going to question that?
Right. They've had more talent around Brock than Jimmy had. But it's the same thing with Mac Jones, though, where he comes here and now all of a sudden he's a better thrower of the football, where in Jacksonville he couldn't do anything because they had a different coordinator every year. And in New England, it was an aging roster with a coach who was kind of phasing his way out of the league. So it all comes down to a collection of things. And last night was an absolute complimentary win. Offense complimenting defense. Defense to the offense. And the special team stood up as well.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.